For the third time in as many weeks, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors passed a reading on Humboldt County ordinance regarding wind turbines. Once again, the county took public input at their meeting on Monday. Most of the responses from the general public were similar to that echoed in weeks past. Supervisor Eric Underberg was once again one of the more colorful supervisors in speaking in his opposition of wind turbines in the county. Underberg believed that nothing in this ordinance is fair enough in terms of setbacks. The setback is currently at 1,000 feet from neighboring dwellings, similar to that of Webster County and Pocahontas, who may even be considered more lenient than this proposed Humboldt ordinance. Rick Peterson responded to those in the public who came with input, saying that on Sunday of last week, on a windy day, he went out and listened to wind turbines around in other counties. He said the ceiling fan in the supervisor's room makes more noise. Brian Scow, who's running for District 2 supervisor, said it's an opportunity that's not only good for the county, but the individual operator. Scow said Humboldt is a production agriculture county, not filled with rolling hills. Humboldt does not get tourism. Changes are tough. But Scow says it's time for the county to adapt. The supervisors did make some changes to the language in the ordinance, but most, if not all, of the setbacks remain the same. Including in those language changes are road use agreements with secondary roads also coming through the Board of Supervisors, so they too are abreast from the situation. The decommission plan will also now go through the landowner and their contract, as well as the ordinance. The zoning board also came up with the recommendation for higher fees, with fees up to $1,000 instead of $500 for the building permit fee. County Attorney John Beatty was on hand for this part of the meeting. Under Beatty's recommendation, the supervisors approved the ordinance as is following the changes and will hold another meeting on June 4th regarding it. The only no vote in the ordinance passing was Supervisor Eric Underberg.